It's true. All right, well, say so. Good evening. I know we probably should have waited till next week to get the series started.
Can start
can't stop. All right. Also, we didn't. So okay. So let's jump in. So if you remember again, last time we learned, we left off with the interesting idea where the Rebbe was speaking about the concept. The Rebbe was talking about the concept that really, ideally, right, the most effective thing for a chassid to have with his rabbi is what? Remember again from last time, the most effective vehicle for a rabbi to influence his chassid? One-on-one. Which in chassidus is called yechidus. Yechidus, because then the chassid could speak to the rabbi, right? The rabbi could go ahead and, you know, advise the chassid one-on-one. But that's how things get done. So remember again, what was the Baal HaTanya's problem? His problem was, Bakshan was a good problem to have. He was very popular, and it would have been virtually impossible for him to have yechidus with every single chassid. That would have been impossible. So the whole reason that he wrote Tanya was essentially to serve in lieu of the yechidus, that this sefer really represents a yechidus with every chassid. Now, remember again, we left off on page Chaf Gimel. So Rebbe writes as follows. He says, we actually read this line, ki hine mudas zos. Everyone knows, ki margala bapume de inchi, b'chol anchi shlomeno lemar, ki eino domesh shmias divrei musar, l're'iyo okriya b'svarim. So this is actually fascinating. All of us know, and it's all of us know, I don't know necessarily if all of us are, but it's all of us know, that you can't compare hearing words of musar to learning musar. Meaning that hearing something from someone is so much more impactful than reading it. This is not good for a new author, you know, to hear, right? Right? So you'll see why he says this in just a moment, right? That hearing something, in other words, hearing something from someone is so much better than reading those very same things. Now, why is that? He says, this is fascinating. Shakore, kore lefi darko, v'daito, ulefi asagas utfisas sichlo basher husham. When you read something, right, so reading something is ultimately, again, really dependent, lefi darko v'daito, right, lefi darko v'daito, we'll define what this means in just a moment, literally in accordance with your derech and your das, your knowledge, ulefi asagas utfisas sichlo, and in accordance with your intellect, basher husham, where you're holding. Now, what does this mean? So look at the perush. Klitas divrei musar, mitoch sefer, toli b'shnei dvar. In general, the absorption of musar, but it's not just musar, it's any knowledge. The absorption of knowledge from a sefer requires two things. Darko v'daito shel alomid, haynu, haderech v'amatzav shelo ba'avodas Hashem, shelefi dargosav ba'avodas Hashem, kach yuchlu hadvarm likaris libos. So we'll say, we alluded to this last time also, and this is really profound. What makes Torah different than any other body of knowledge? Right? What makes Torah different than any other body of knowledge? On a very simple level, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's obviously what makes it different. For us, what makes it different is, I gave this mashal last time, you know, you could open up a history book and read. And as long as you're attentive to what you're reading, you'll ingest the information. The ingestment of the information is not at all dependent on your spiritual status. Whether you're a good guy, you're a bad guy, doing the right thing, doing the wrong thing, it doesn't matter. You read the history, you'll get the information, that's it. Torah's different. The ability to absorb Torah is fundamentally dependent on my state of spiritual preparedness. And we know this from our own lives. Right? When I'm in a good place spiritually and I sit down to learn, the learning is one experience. When I'm in a not such a great place in my own spirituality, so the learning is not the greatest experience. So number one, so remember again, what is it we're trying to accomplish over here? He's trying to explain, people normally think that hearing something from someone is so much more impactful than reading it. And the Rebbe says, that's not a wrong statement. I'll tell you why reading is complicated. Number one, when it comes to Torah, is because reading is dependent on your spiritual state. So if I'm not in a good spiritual place and I read words of Torah, they're not going to vest, so to speak, in the same way. Number two, he says, ulufi asagas utfiz hasichlo, haynu, matzavo bahavana bahasaga, shalafi dargas sichlo, kach yuchlu lohavin bimocho es akasa b'sefer. Number two, is intellect. Intellect. In order to understand something, you have to have intellectual ability. So if you don't have intellectual ability, you can't chop it. Now, what's interesting is, we know this ourselves, right? Even if I don't have the greatest level of intellectual acumen, if I'm sitting with someone and they're explaining it to me, I'll chop it. reading it requires a lot more effort. So they both say, so you hear how interesting this is? And I don't know, I found this very validating, because a lot of times we'll sit down with a sefer, and I'm sitting, I'm learning it, and I'm reading the words, and I can translate the words, but yet it is having zero effect on me. And I close it up, and after I finish it, I don't feel any different. Yet, interestingly enough, I could sit and listen or hear something, and I could be inspired by that thing that I hear. So why the distinction? So again, the Rebbe says, because in order to really gain the effect of something through going ahead, right? In order to go ahead, the king, brought your own. I can't. That is a serious Tanya learner over here when you bring your own. All right. Yeah, that's like incredible.
That's the hard
part. I don't know. We're in the Hakdom. We're in the beginning of the introduction, second introduction. So we'll say. So therefore, again, the Rebbe says, when you read something, in order to be able to go ahead and allow it to have a full effect on you, number one, you have to be on the right spiritual level. Number two, you have to intellectually process it. Vim sichlo. The Rebbe goes on. Vim sichlo v'daitom mebobalim. So this is incredible. Therefore, the Rebbe says, we could just translate this phrase. Therefore, if I'm not in the right spiritual state, or my intellectual abilities are not fine-tuned, I can learn something, and yet I get absolutely nothing out of it. It doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't seem to have the desired effect. So again, turn the page. Ubar min dein. Furthermore, he goes on. So therefore, remember, this is why classically, right, a Rebbe would rely on a yichidus. Right? If he wanted to impact the chassid, he would rely rather again on the one-on-one meetings rather than just the sefer. Because once again, a one-on-one meeting, you could get across ideas to someone. And in the written word, it requires the person's spiritual state to be in an elevated level, and also for the person to possess intellectual abilities. Ubar min dein. In addition to all of this, hine sifrei hayira habnuim api sechel anoshi. So this is a really profound statement. It says, Zos va'od. Gam im ha'adam nimsa b'matzav kazeh. I'm on page Chaf Dalet, on the bottom half of the page. Gam im ha'adam nimsa b'matzav kazeh. Shumuchan v'roy la'havin v'liklot divrei musar. V'inyone yiras shamayim mitoch svarim. So let's say a person is on the level, right? Let's say I possess, you know, the intellectual acumen, and I also possess, again, I'm in the right spiritual state. He says something very interesting. Sometimes it's still difficult to absorb mussar from a sefer. Why? Yitachin shemitzad ofi ha-sefer, lo yuchal adam prati zeh, limso es hadvarim ha-matimin l'she'ilos v'lekashem yuchadim shalom ba'avod ha-sashem. Here's the issue. Different svarim are written different ways. And the truth is, not every style, and not every tone, and not every approach speaks to me. Right? This chazal of a statement of Ein Adam Lomed Elamash Li Bochavet. It's a person only learns that which he wants to learn. So that's true in subject matter. I'm only really going to learn a subject matter that I'm interested in. But it's also true just in terms of like how it's presented. Right? If something is presented, you know, in a way that I'm not used to learning. You know, like I'll give you an example. You know, this comes up all the time. Like in Sifrei Musar, you can find this. You find some Sifrei Musar that are like fire and brimstone. And to some of us, we hear this, we're like, that's not for me. Then you have gentler Sifrei Musar. Some people like that. Some people know, like, hit me over the head. All right, just hit me over the head. So what's interesting, again, and also the other issue with things in writing is that everything in writing has to have a tone and has to have a style. And no one tone and no one style appeals to everyone. He goes on, he says, skip down a little bit. Ki ein kol hasichlim vadeos shavos. This is incredible. Because people are not all the same. people are not all right. If only we actually understood and appreciated this level, this statement, how much better Klal Yisrael would be. Not everybody is the same. He says, "Ve'in sechel adam zeh mispael umisorer mimasha mispael umisorer sechel chavero." And this person is not inspired by what this person is inspired by. Look at the perush. "Ein dato sein shal bnei adam shava zulazu." People, or is their das, their understanding, their intellect, it's not the same. It varies person to person. "Ki asichel ha'enoshi hu ba'atein peich chavhei l'teva ulitchunos hasichel shal kol echa be'echa befrat." You know, the same way that each of us have a different temperament, right? And each of us have different midos. You also have different intellect. And therefore, what appeals to your intellect is not going to appeal to my intellect. L'fichach. Therefore, he says, "Sefer habanoi al yisod hasechal ha'enoshi lo yachol lihios shav l'chol nefesh." This is very profound. That's why, if you think about it, any written work, by definition, can't appeal to everyone. Right? If you think about this, I found this so interesting because I know one of the things sometimes I wonder about, like I'll learn something and it has like zero effect on me. I don't know, like I understand the words, but I close the sefer, I'm like, I don't remember what I learned, and it didn't seem to affect me in any type of dramatic way. And the Rebbe is essentially saying that's because, number one, I might not be on the right spiritual level. Number two, maybe my intellect is not honed enough. Number three, only certain types of styles are going to appeal to my type of intellect and to my type of understanding. And if the Sefer is written in a different kind of way that doesn't kind of align with the way I process, I understand, or I relate, it's not going to have an effect on me in the same way. He goes on. "Ki ein kol asichim va'ein ein sechel adam zev." Good. So page chafei. "K'mo shara v'sein zechon of the bracha." This is great, by the way. This is an incredible piece. So he calls it the Gemara Maseches Brachas. I will say, one of the great things about this version, this edition of Tanya, is like I said to you before, right? The big lines over here, that's Tanya, and then the small lines over here, the Perish. So remember again, the Rebbe writes, assuming that we know certain Gemaras, and that we know certain concepts that he's alluding to. Halavai, we should all be zocha to that, but a lot of times we don't. So the parish is great. So listen to this. So the Rebbe quotes from Gemara Maseches Brachos. What does the Gemara say? Gabe birchas chacham harazim. The bracha of chacham harazim. Now, what's that? So the Rebbe says that is a bracha that is recited al shishim ribo miyisrael she'in deoseihem domos zulazu. So what is this referring to? So if we look in the parish, he says klal zeh. Listen to this. She'in hasichlin v'adeo shel b'nei adam shavos. Right, that the understanding and intellect of people are not the same. Now, what is that bracha? Listen to this. If you see 600,000 Jews together, he's right, Omer, Baruch Chacham Harazim. Keep this in mind. Mashiach is going to come in Mirza Hashem. We're going to need this bracha. 600,000 Jews together. Says bracha. Bracha tav shalokin amelech ha'olam. Chacham harazim. Now what does chacham harazim mean? Chacham means, God, you are wise. Harazim, who is the knower of secrets. What secrets are we referring to over here? It's incredible. Hayodea mashe b'leiv kol elu she'in daitam dome zelazem. Hashem knows what is within each of our hearts. Isn't that incredible? Scary and incredible at the same time, right? I don't really want anybody in my heart. Right? I don't want to, you know, this is, it's interesting. This is free marriage advice. You can use it one day. Right? You know, sometimes people say like you know, the secret to a good marriage is communication. Share everything with your spouse. You know, Rabbi Dr. Abraham Tversky has a beautiful concept. He says, share everything. He says, sometimes something's bothering me. And it's one thing to share it with someone else if they could help me. So sometimes, why do I want to share something? Because I just want to unburden myself. So that's very nice. I'm unburdening myself. What am I doing? I'm putting it on my wife. Right? So really, that's not a good relationship. I'm sorry. No, so when sharing a struggle, if the avoda there is, I need help. And sometimes, again, somewhat unattentive ear could help. So you just have to, Rabbi Tversky just pointing out that people have this notion that like sharing is always good. He was just pointing out that there is a selfish form of sharing where the other can't do anything for me. And literally all I'm doing, you know, if you've ever been on the receiving end of this, right? Someone unloads and they're like, oh, feel so much better. And you're like, oh, I feel so much worse, right? You know, like, so there's that self. But the other part, as I think about this, no one shares everything. Chevra, anyone here tell their wife all the thoughts they had throughout the day? Be a disaster, right? Be a disaster. Don't do that. There are certain things that are supposed to stay between you, right? And just you, not to be shared. But you know what the incredible part is? The Baruch Hashem knows all of them, which is an overwhelming reality. Hashem knows all of my thoughts. Hashem knows everything that's happening in my heart. He knows all the wants, all the desires, all the stuff that's going on. So there's a bracha. When you see 600,000 Jews together, you see like a multitude of Jews. So on one hand, you see a tremendous achdus, like it's all of Klal Yisrael. On the other hand, there's also this recognition that within those 600,000 people, there are 600,000 hearts, there are 600,000 intellects, and there are 600,000 like individual personalities. And there's only one entity in the world, in the universe, who understands all of them. And that's the Ribono Shalom. So that's the bracha Chachmera. So why is the Rebbe bringing this up? He says, Kilomar, Tochen bracha zu, hu sheyedias ma shebalibam shel kol shishim ribom Yisrael, hi rak eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hayodea razi olam esalumos Yisrael kol chai. Nimsa, so why is he bringing this up? Remember, what's the problem with written Sifrei Musar? What's the problem? It's written in a particular style. That style might appeal to you, it doesn't appeal to me, because we're wired differently. There's only one entity in this world who could deliver a message that is properly suited for everyone, right? And who is that person? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the bracha we make, right? When you see a great multitude of people, so the bracha I make is Baruch Chacham HaRazim, thank you Hashem. Or blessed are you, Hashem, who understands the secret of all things. Incredible. Ukimash Kasaf Haraban, Zichron of the Bracha, Abim Acham Hashem, Beferish HaSafri, Gabi Yoshua, Shneem Arbo, Ish Asher Ruach Bo, Sheyachol Laloch Neged Ruach Shakol Echad Ve'echad. So the truth is, you know, throughout Jewish history, you have people like this. You have people who are able to relate to all different kinds of people, or able to understand all kinds of people. So an example of this would have been Yoshua, right? Yoshua was a person like this. Yoshua was a person who was able to relate to all different kinds of individuals. That's what it means when it says, Ish Asher Ruach Bo, a man who possessed spirit, Sheyachol Laloch Neged Rucho Shel Kol Echad Ve'echad. He understood how to relate to every single different kind of person. But these are unique personalities throughout Jewish history. Most people can't do this, right? Most people, again, are wired a certain way, could relate a certain way, understand a certain way. Okay, turn the page. You go to the bottom of page Chav Vav. He goes on, he says, they're both like, remember, so all of this, right? So remember again, all of this in an effort, good, you follow me? The pages are the staple of the God. Yeah. Sorry. Hey, so just to understand, what is Rebbe trying to show me? Remember, we have a problem. What's our problem? What would the Alter Rebbe like to do? What would the Alter Rebbe like to do more than anything? If he had his bill, what would he like to do with more than anything? Yechidus with every single Jew. That's what he wants, right? That, because everyone would agree, that's the ideal. The one-on-one time, the ability to get an individuated message, that's the goal. Logistically, realistically, not possible. So what's the next best thing? Write a sefer. What's the problem with the sefer? So three things. Number one, in order for a sefer to have an impact on me, I have to be on the right spiritual level. So a priestess poses, I'm on the right spiritual level. Number two, I have to have the intellectual tools to process the information. I may or may not. And number three, the sefer has to speak to me in the way that I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, like I said, you see this all the time with Musar. Like I mentioned before, some people like love knock you over the head Musar. They love to get like that proverbial, you know, patch. Like that's what they want for some strange reason, right? And then other people, you know, again, like more the simpler, softer approach. And again, there's not a right, there's not a wrong. Here's the issue. One safer can't be something for everyone. It doesn't work. So now I see all of this, and that's why, again, in general, that's why the Yechidus is such a more powerful tool than a sefer. Okay, he goes on, he says, Afilu, al afilu, b'sifrei hayira, asher yisodo sam bahar rekodesh, midrashi chazal, asher ruach Hashem diber bam, umilasa alashonam, varaisa kutcha brichu chadu. He gives an example. For example, medrash. Medrash. He writes over here, Sifrei Hayira HaMiyusados, Lo Al Secha Anoshi. What about Sifrei Moser, Svarim in general, that are not based on, let's say, someone's intellect or someone's words. Rather, let's say they're based on Midrashe Chazal. Heim Davar Pech Chavzayim, Heim Dvar Hashem, Shenisgale Al Yidei Chachameinu Zal, Al Derech Loshna Kosov Le'inyan Ruach HaKodesh Nevua, Ruach Hashem, Ubinasa Alashon. Medrash. Let's take Medrash, right? What's Medrash? Medrash is Torah. Medrash is Torah. But now, what's Medrash? Medrash is a very powerful way that Chazal chose to express different concepts, right? Because a lot of times, I could hear something much better in the form of a story, in the form of a parable, than I can hear just, you know, like in a straight out spoken word. Kilomar, ha'etzos on top of page chav zayin, ha'etzos shevisfarim eila, hein etzos shal Torah sena kedosha, shichad im kutcher bicho atzmo, kimei mara zohar, oraisi kutcher bicho kulachad. Okay. V'chol shishim rebon nishomos klolos Yisrael prateim, uprate prateim, anitzutz kal shebekalim, upechusea arak shebeamenu b'nei Yisrael, kulhu miskashen ba'oraisa. Now, obviously, again, what's Torah? Torah is the great common denominator. Torah is the great unifier, right? Torah is what brings us all together. Look what the Rebbe says of the parish. Isa b'zohar, gimel dargin inon miskashin dabada, kutcher bicho, oraisa, v'yisrael. There are three different things that are really one, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu, Torah, and Klal Yisrael. In other words, these three things are interconnected. Perish, Yisrael Mishkashim Ba'oraisa, Vaidei Oraisa Him Mishkashim Echad Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael, what binds us together? Torah. And it's that same Torah that binds us together that also binds us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'omek Yoser, B'nei Yisrael Mishrashim Kivyacha B'Torah, Kiyadur Sheyisrael No'chikin Yeshishim Rivos Osios LaTorah. Hainu Sheshishim Rivon Nishamos Yisrael, Mishrashos B'shishim Rivos Osios LaTorah. So for example, the statement of Chazal. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah, and there are 600,000 neshamas of Klal Yisrael. Now, again, the discussion about how could there only be 600,000 neshamas and there are so many more Jews, we'll say that for later. But what does that mean? That there are the same number of letters of Torah that there are in the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. So what it means is showing us that our neshamas are embedded in Torah. Our neshamas are embedded in Torah. Right? So at the end of the day, he goes on, he says, skip down a little bit. And everyone is connected through Torah. Every single Jew. Even the Kal Shebekalim. Last paragraph, Pesach Chav Zayin. Omeachar Shekein. Hare Sifrei Hayira Habunei HaMedrash HaChazal, Shem Chilik Minimah HaRaisa, Shichad Mekodesh Baruch Hu, Kshuros Lechol Yisrael, Obevale Sha'etos Va'adrachos Va'avodas Hashem Shevesvarim Eila, Shein Dvar Hashem, Miyuados Umatimos Lechol Echa Ve'echa Miyisrael Mamish. Now listen to this, right? So therefore, based on this, I would say on the following. So therefore, okay, I understand maybe, let's say, when it comes to a sefer like Mesilas Yisharim, or Derech Hashem, right? Those are svarim that were compiled by men based on different teachings of Chazal. But things like Medrash. Medrash is Torah. Right? Medrash is Torah. Torah, every Yid has a connection to. Every Yid has a sheikhas to it. Right? There's no such thing as a Jew who doesn't have a connection. Torah binds us to each other and by definition binds us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Now watch this. Now here's what's fascinating. Right? Here's what's fascinating. He says, Harizeb, on page Chavchas, Harizeb, Derech klalos leklalos Yisrael, right? He goes on. He says, "Amna amnam, but Torah nimsos kol drachem avodas Hashem, heman nimsos ba rak derech klalos shan sher shalimsa ba Torah is klalos adrachem." Actually, just skip to the next line. Va'af shnitna Torah ledarish bechlal upratu prate pratos lechol nefesh pratis miyisam hamish reshes ba. I'm just skipping to Chavtas. I'm sorry, jumping a little bit today. He says, "Hari ein kol adam zoche lios makim akar pratis shabatora." So what he's saying is, he's just trying to drive home the point. Let me tell you, it's outside. Then we'll go back inside in just a moment. The Rebbe is saying like this. I understand this concept. So let's say again, I take a sefer. I'll give you an example. Ramchal, Misas Hashem. Sefer Lerem Misas Hashem, incredible sefer. What's unique about the derech of the Ramchal? His style is repetitive. But it's repetitive by design, right? Because again, he's trying to reinforce and reinforce and reinforce. Well, some might say, you know what? I don't like that. I need like bullet points. I need to move forward. I don't like the concept of this. Okay, legitimate. totally legitimate. The Rebbe says, but what do you do with the fact? That's interesting, is that you could have Sfarim, let's say, and Medrash is a good example. We'll say, what's Medrash? Medrash is a safer Musar. It's a Musar safer. That's what Medrash is. Right? Medrash is Chazal's way of taking all of the teachings and tenets of the Torah and going ahead and putting it into story form, into narrative form, in order to drive it home. So now, okay, so therefore Medrash is Torah. Every Yid has a chilek in Torah. Torah, right, I should say, Yisrael, Torah, Kutshabrichu, Chadhi. We bind together ultimately again with Torah. Then through Torah, ultimately again, we bind together with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you would have felt like this. Every Jew for sure has a chilek in Torah. Right? Every Jew has a chilek in Torah. So if that was true, then what should happen when you open up a Medrash? What should happen? When you open a Medrash, what should happen? What should happen? When you open up a Medrash, what would you assume would occur?
Inspire
automatically, but it doesn't work. I shouldn't say it doesn't work. It doesn't work for everyone. Isn't that fascinating? It doesn't work for everyone. What does that show you? That even in Torah, not everybody knows how to find their place. We'll say, how affirming is this? You know that so many of us go through life and we never quite find our place in Torah, and we think like we're broken. We think we're broken or we're misfiring. Meanwhile, the Rebbe says, you're not broken, you're not missing. You know what you are? You know what you are? Normal. It's normal. Because again, I'm wired in a certain way. So even Torah itself, which is the purest of the pure, sometimes it's not easy to find my place in it. I will say, sorry, so I'm leaving a little bit of a cliffhanger. We're going to stop over here for today. So of course, what do I do with this? Remember again, all of this is just the Rebbe highlighting why the Yechidus is the ideal way to go about things. Right? This is why the Yechidus is... Because when you sit with the Rebbe, and the Rebbe gives you a one-on-one, there's a back and forth, and there's a discussion. Okay, you could talk, I could talk, there's an understanding. The written word is so incredibly difficult because, again, it depends... My ability to absorb it and ingest it depends on so many things. Even Torah itself presents a challenge, because not everyone automatically finds their place in Torah. And let's stop it for tonight. And you see, by the way, what the power of Tanya is. The power of Tanya is that this is the key. Not only to, good Musar, this Sefer is going to be the key to finding our place in Torah itself. All right, we say Shkoyach. Stop it for tonight. Incredible.